And so it is in this beautiful, sacred, silver silence where we are most aware of who we are, of who lives in us as us. And so I would invite us as we journey deeper and deeper into this beautiful stillness, the silence, this wonderful empty space that is filled as we go deeper inside. And so to become comfortable in our body in whatever way works. To just still our thoughts. Be present in this present moment, which is indeed the only time that we ever experience God, in the present moment. And we allow that breath of God that created us and breathes as us to just gently carry us deeper and deeper into that beautiful stillness. And as we arrive in consciousness to Bethel, the house of God, knowing that surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, in me, in my house, and to just stay in this place for a few moments. Just immersing ourselves in all the beauty and warmth and love and wisdom right here. And it is a place where we can ask the questions on our heart. Ask for reassurance of unconditional love and support. It's where we receive everything that we need. And so during this time, right now, we may want to ask the question, is there a mistake, an error in my life that I need to let go of? Open and receptive, God, to hear what needs to be revealed. Is there anything that I need to let go of? And we wait to hear in this beautiful silence. And so as we prepare to return to this time and this place, aware that we can return to that beautiful place of silence anytime, any place, by becoming still and going within. And so we do give thanks for what has been revealed to us. If not at this moment, we know at a future time. But mainly we give thanks, knowing that the presence of the Lord is in this place. And knowing that truth, whatever are we to fear? Whenever could we feel unloved? Whenever could we feel less than the perfect expression that we are? Thank you, God, for this time of our souls resonating together. And we do pray this in the beautiful consciousness of the one who said, "I am the light of the world," and who told us that we too are the light of the world, Jesus Christ. And in that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now let us join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.